I also had a clear and unobstructed view of Drover, who was looking up at the moon and grinning. Even though we were now operating under combat rules and making a silent run, I couldn't resist asking the runt what he was smiling about.
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like smiling, I guess.
Huh. We're going out on a dangerous mission and you're smiling about it?
Yeah, 'cause every silver lining has a pot of gold.
That doesn't make sense, Drover. I'm afraid that you've taken two wise old sayings and garbled them beyond recognition.
I did?
Yes. What you meant to say was that every cloud has a silver lining. That's the first one.
What's the second one?
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Oh.
The second one is, and you might want to take notes on this, the second one is, there's a pot of gold at the end of every bathroom.
Yeah, and that's a good place to get a drink.
Exactly.
I think I've got it now.
Good.
And besides, it's a nice evening for a drive through the country. Where are we going?
I studied his profile in the moonlight to see if he was joking. You really don't know? Son, we are aboard a fully armed personnel carrier on our way to the front.
The front of what?
The battlefront, Drover, to engage an army of thieving raccoons in deadly combat. It was as though someone had pulled the main switch to his brain and turned out all his lights.
Combat? You know, Hank, this old leg of mine has been giving me fits all afternoon.
A little exercise will do wonders for it, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. All at once it started.
Hush. We're under combat rules and talking is forbidden.
You started it.
I did not.
Did too. And my legs,
hush,
killing me.
There was a moment of silence.
You don't care about my leg.
That's right. Dry up. By this time, we had reached the alfalfa field. Slim pulled off the main road and followed a trail along the south edge of the alfalfa. I sat up straight and studied the headlight beams as they probed the gloomy darkness. We had arrived at the battlefront. Little did I know. Well, you'll see.